Apparently, you're buttering your toast incorrectly.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. What?
How do you do it?
Well, you...
How do you do it?
Well, it depends. You're going to immediately throw shade when I tell you I spray the butter. Our intern Vincent says, ooh.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was ready for you to say spray it on your toast.
I will stand like behind the convenience and the speed of the spray butter. It's just easier because if you get like, now I can do the classic, you shave it off the top of the tub with the knife and smooth it on there. Sure, if it's soft enough, then it's not going to put a hole in the toast. Or you could just go, and you're done.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying.
I honestly.
Live in my world for sometimes a second. I feel like I'm going to win you over.
Sometimes when you say things, I just don't have a response.
Well, Vincent did. He said, ooh.
Anyways. Ooh. There's this lady on TikTok who has another suggestion for convenience.
Okay, and what? It doesn't better involve, than spray butter?
No, it does not involve spray butter.
Nothing's faster.
I've got one stick of butter for other things, and then I've got one stick of butter that I use for toast, and basically I just rub it on like this.
Yeah, so,
she
has the stick of butter in her hand, and she's kind of like peeled it like a banana, if you'll.
So she's holding it with the wrap.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And she's spreading it like a deodorant stick.
Oh.
On the toast.
Instead of using a knife, feels easier. When the toast is warm, it just melts in. Does that offend people? What's her thoughts?
Yeah.
It does feel offensive. Here's why. Because there's going to be crumb shrapnel left on the butter stick. So if that is just a toast butter stick, maybe you can live like that.
Well, that's what she says.
But if it's going to be multi-purpose butter,
yeah,
a.k.a. using the butter sticks for other things, I feel like there's going to be family members protesting.
Yeah. So she does say up front that she has two sticks of butter. She has
one for just toast.
Utility butter, and then she's got butter for just toast. Yes.
And you'll know the difference because of the crumbs
someone,
on one stick.
Someone in the comments dives in and says, I don't know how to feel. It's practical, but the crumbs in the butter make me feel uneasy.
Yeah. No, because then those just feel dirty. It feels like it dirties up the stick of butter for the next time.
But then what if someone hands you their butter to butter your toast too, and it's like that, and do you feel weird using someone else's?
Yes.
Like,
couldn't do it.
Crumb butter?
Yeah, couldn't do it.
Another comment.
The crumbs are going to get all stale.
Another comment. Technically not illegal, but feels illegal.
Does feel illegal.
It's genius, and I hate it at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Another. Not enough butter. No way near enough for me. It's going to be, got to be dripping off. I kind of agree with that comment.
Wow.
Kind of agree with that comment.
Again,
you got to have at least
spray as much as you want.
No, you can't.
Vincent's head is on the desk.
Yeah, I know.
He's hiding his face.
He's acting out everything we're feeling right now, and I understand this. Someone else comments, I think I'd feel funny about someone else's crumbs, but I don't know. It feels okay when it's just me. Okay.
So it's just for single people.
You're
living a single life. It's fine.
The knife on the plate looking up at you like, can you see me?
This is what I'm for. I'm literally called a butter knife.
Yeah. It's not roll-on deodorant.
Yeah, it's not.
I want to be angry, but I low-key think it's genius.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, I can't.
I have tried to do that before. Like,
you have?
Yeah, just kind of like, because you kind of do that sometimes when the butter has, you pull a fresh stick of butter out of the refrigerator.
Again,
to put on the counter.
You're talking to me like you assume I ever use sticks of butter. It's in a tub or I'm spraying it. That's where I live.
This is, again, one of those moments that I don't have anything actually to come back with you, because I can hold your hand only so long, Kelly. And
we do have sticks of butter. It's mostly for when my husband cooks.
Yeah, of course.
That's not what I use, though. I don't ever touch them.
Hey, is it the same with corn? Corn on the cob? No. I'm not asking you, because you're going to say I spray the... Or do you eat corn on the cob?
Did last weekend.
Okay.
My husband actually did that. He got that out. He noticed. It's real easy.
Okay, for everyone else, Kelly, please stay out of this conversation right now.
Are you kicking me out of the conversation?
Yes. For everyone else. For everyone else, is this similar to corn on the cob butter, where you need to have butter just for the corn on the cob, because when you roll it on there, you're going to get this little corn on the cob strands on the butter, and so you can't go back the next day and go, oh, this is my butter for my toast, because then you're going to get strands of corn on your toast.
So Rob is saying corn on the cob is better. But for toast, is the butter softened or straight out of the fridge? It's a valid question to ask.
We are not getting into that debate, because I will die on the hill of
butter on the counter versus in the fridge 100%. Where it's supposed to live, because it's got a container marked butter.
If it's salted butter, it lives on the counter. If it's unsalted butter, it's in the fridge. But who in their right mind would ever buy unsalted butter?
I mean, I think we have.
Okay. This conversation could be over. This conversation can be over.
Brian's on board with the stick butter on toast idea.
Yeah.
He's like, that's how we buttered our corn on the cob for years.
Yeah. No. I
if
get that.
If there's any like shrapnel, gently shave it off at the end.
See, that's smart.
But then aren't you wasting
Brian's
butter,
using
though?
All his... Well, no, you shave it off onto your item.
But butter is going to come with the shaving. So it's kind of wasted butter, isn't it?
No, you're never wasting butter.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, you're definitely not wasting it when you're just spraying it.
Okay, we're done. Anyways, we're going to post that up. You can see her little video that's gotten a lot of attention.
Vincent's judging me big time.
Yeah, well, yes, and as he should.
He's like, you know what? I don't think I want to be an intern
anymore. He's like, I'm done.
Those people are crazy.
I'm done.